Zedlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is James and Ash with your 8 a.m. Zedlines.
In local news, Premier Stephen Miles ordered a review of the major Olympic venues that will be used for the 2032 Olympic and Paralympic Games, after there was a division between the $2.7 million demolition proposed for the Gabba. He proposed to find a better option for better value. After this review was concluded, it was finalised that there would actually be no difference in the outcome financial-wise, as they would still be required to pay $2.7 million on athletic events and ceremonies. The Rabbits Eat Lettuce Festival is set to be the first festival in the States to introduce pill testing after two people died there in 2019 due to drug-related harm. The organiser of the festival stated that it was a step in the right direction in regards to drug safety at festivals.
In national news, the federal government has announced the first changes to Australia's transport system standards for the first time in 20 years. The changes will include public transport timetables and updates needed to be provided in accessible formats, and taxi ranks increasing the ratio of wheelchair-accessible taxi spaces, under reforms that aim to improve the experiences of millions of Australians with disability. In international news, the United Nations and World Health Organization are warning that 1.1 million people still trapped within Gaza are about to face famine. The Integrated Food Security Phase classification produced a report detailing this that coincided with the United Nations being turned back from the Gaza border by Israeli forces. The UN said that out of 12 attended aid missions to Gaza, 6 were stopped and another 6 were postponed by the IDF.
For your weather today, Brisbane is partially cloudy with light winds and a medium chance of showers. It's currently 23 degrees in Brisbane with an expected maximum of 30. The fire danger is low and the UV index is predicted to reach 11, which is in the extreme band. That's all your news for 8 a.m. We'll be back at 9 a.m. with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter or head to 4zz.org.au.